This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In other words, this is not just a nice addition of a big name, right? These are superstars to the sport who were on their way to Hall of Fame-type careers, who had been among the best players in the league for an extended period of time. So the list I came up with, because I think Von Miller belongs here, right? This is a guy in Von Miller who is going to wear a gold jacket. I think that's a lock, don't you?
Yeah.
He is an 8-time Pro Bowler who was a 3-time first-team All-Pros, won multiple championships, was one of the rare defensive players ever and one of the rarer pass rushers ever to win Super Bowl MVP, was on the All-2010s Hall of Fame team, who was an AP Defensive Rookie of the Year and has been the runner-up multiple times, I believe, for the Defensive Player of the Year. Like, the guy is going to the Hall of Fame. So when you think about it through that lens, who else would you put in that conversation as the most famous players Washington's brought in? So most recently, I went Bobby Wagner in 2024. Now, I will tell you, Danny, I think Von Miller is more famous and a bigger celebrity than Bobby Wagner.
I think so, too. I mean, Wagner, a little bit less sexy of a position. You know, the grinding, tackling middle linebacker. Great player, Hall of Famer in his own right. I'm not knocking him. Just different than the guy that you can see come around the edge, hit the quarterback, and celebrate, right? There's just more visibility there.
I think that Bobby Wagner, when he signed to come here, was a way more exciting addition because he had played at a higher level more recently. Like, going and getting Von Miller is awesome because he's Von Miller and he's had a great career. But he had 6 sacks last year and 0 the year before. Whereas the year before he came here, Bobby Wagner led the NFL in tackles and was a second-team All-Pro and a Pro Bowler. Very, very different. He has slowed down some, but he really is still playing at an ultra-high level. And so I'm not comparing Von Miller and Bobby Wagner and saying Miller's a big deal as an addition, as a situationally used guy that might get you 5 or 6 sacks, whereas Wagner last year went out and made 130 tackles and was a second-team All-Pro again and was 17th in DPOY voting. What I'm saying is you walk around a mall and you just say someone's name, and people will tell you what sport they play. More people will get Von Miller football player than Bobby Wagner football player. In fact, I did this today. Bumped into a couple of random dudes in the Navy Yard and was talking with, and I just asked them, I'm like, what teams have Von Miller played for? What about Bobby Wagner? And they knew more about Von Miller. I just think he passes that like famous person check. Now, here's an interesting question before we move along. Who's more of a Hall of Fame lock? Like, again, Miller more famous. I think Bobby Wagner's had a better career. He's made 10 Pro Bowls, 2 more than Von Miller. He's been a 6-time first-team All-Pro, twice as many as Von Miller. Only won 1 Super Bowl, and he doesn't have a Super Bowl MVP, but he's also on the All-2010s Hall of Fame team. I would make the case Bobby Wagner, crazy enough, has had a better career as a linebacker than Miller has as a pass rusher. It's just a less glamorous position. Like, leading the NFL in tackles 3 times, like Bobby Wagner has, is not as notable or interesting or sexy as leading the NFL in sacks, which, by the way, Von Miller, even in a year where he had 18.5, has never done before.
I think I tend to agree with that. Again, it's so hard to compare positions, right, where you're going, what's more valuable, the second baseman who hits 320, plays Gold Glove defense, or the outfielder that hits 210 but with 45 homers? Eye of the beholder, right? It depends on what the team needs, what you're looking at. I mean, yeah, I would probably instinctively say Wagner's had more Pro Bowl caliber Hall of Fame caliber seasons than has Von Miller, with the understanding they're both Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Miller hasn't had that in a while.
Has Miller's best been better than Wagner's best? Would you say that?
Yeah.
Like an 18.5 sack season is, you know, it's hard to compare that to like 190 tackle season or whatever. But at the peak of their powers, who was a bigger deal? I think it was Miller just because of the position he played.
Yeah, because it's more, I mean, you could look at the way the guys are paid over the course of their lives, right, and careers, the way what the NFL values. But, you know, the best season that Wagner had, let's say, well, he's the peak of his powers, he's your all-pro linebacker, which he's done, or your all-pro defensive end in Von Miller, I think it's arguable. But the value of the position gives the edge to Miller.
All right, so that's Miller versus Wagner. Again, celebrity famous players that have been additions by Washington over the years. Before that, the last 2 years, so 25 Miller, 2024 Wagner. Before that, you got to go back to DeSean Jackson in 2014. And he's not on the Hall of Famer level, but that was such a big deal when they went and got him. It had been a lot of years since they brought in an electrifying weapon, kind of a player of that ilk at a skill position. He led the league in receiving yards per reception 4 times. 22.5 in 2010. Then in 2014 with Washington, 2016 with Washington, and then again in 2018 with Tampa Bay. 4 different times. He had a skill set that barely anybody else had. Now, when he came in here, he was only a 2-time Pro Bowler, and he had only finished second team All-Pro 1 time as a wide receiver. But it was just that very rare skill set that was pretty amazing. So it depends where we want the threshold to be. Again, if we're talking about going and getting celebrities, he certainly qualifies. If we're saying future Hall of Famers, he doesn't, whereas Miller and Wagner are that.
Yeah, that's a guy that every football fan knows, right? Now, football fans know Wagner too, but DeSean Jackson, everyone had an opinion. Everyone remembers those seminal moments, whether it's returning a touchdown, or a punt return for a touchdown against the Giants on national television, leading Tom Coughlin to scream at the punter, or Monday Night Football against Washington, or any of the other highlights where you just go, oh, that's the guy that will never go into the end zone normally, or that's the guy that dropped the ball before he got to the end zone that time. That's him. Everyone knew DeSean Jackson. So that counts as celebrity for sure.
Next one I've got is an easy one. This is a layup. This is 2018 Adrian Peterson. Peterson, by that time, had already forged a Hall of Fame career. He'll wear a gold jacket, and he adds Washington to the ledger of the teams that he's participated with, a career that has spanned 2007 to 2021. He came in 2018 when he was already one of the all-time leaders in rushing categories. Led the league in rushing 3 times, had a 2,000-yard season, also was incredibly famous based on coming back from the ACL injury as fast as he did. Interestingly for him, he's one of these guys where it's not about longevity at all. It's about basically greatness. So like the first 9 years of his career, he had 2 seasons where he got hurt and didn't run for 1,000 yards. One was close enough. In 12 games, he ran for 970. Would have been like a 1,700-yard year or something based on his pace. There was another year where he only played the 1 game where he shredded his knee in 2014. That was before he came back and ran like 1,500 or whatever that was. But Adrian Peterson's seasons to start his career, 1,300, 1,700, 1,300, 1,300, 970 when he missed 4 games, 2,097 yards, led the NFL, then 1,300, then 1 game, 75 yards, and then 1,485 yards in Minnesota, then a 3-game season where he was hurt again in 2016, before 2017 where he played for 3 teams, and then he was in Washington in 2018.
The thing we don't talk about enough in sports, every once in a while, everyone should stop and go, Adrian Peterson tore his ACL in a late December game against Washington. Not week one. In late December. And then less than 9 months later, came back and ran for 2,100 yards.
Yeah, so that was the year. So the 970... 2011 is the year when he missed the last 4 games. That's when he tore his ACL.
Yeah, so he was hurt throughout the year, came back, and not throughout the year, had missed some time towards the end of that season, came back, then tore the ACL in a, I think it was either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, 26, somewhere around there, late December game against Washington. That's when he tore his ACL. Not in September, not in week one, which is months of difference. And less than 9 months later, ran for 2,097 yards. That's the dumbest thing ever that he did that. That's insane. And it ruined our eye line for the way we think about injuries and people coming back and stuff, where it's like, yeah, no, he tore his ACL. He'll be back in 6-7 months, 100%, probably better than he was before. Insane.
The one game in 14 was the child abuse.
Yeah, that was the legal stuff.
Scandal, where he was deactivated by the Vikings in week 2. Then they activated him. And then the NFL put him on what they called their exempt commissioner's permission list, a similar transaction to the restricted list. And that's why he missed the 16 games that year after he ran for 75 in week 1. So he missed basically the entire season. And that was a couple years before he came to D.C. But I'm going to put Peterson on the same level with Von Miller, Bobby Wagner, well ahead of DeSean Jackson in terms of famous Hall of Fame types that Washington brought in here.
For sure.
And I would say because of the position he plays, it would go Peterson 1, Miller 2,
yep.
Bobby Wagner 3.
Agreed.
In that order.
Agreed. Yep, 100%.
All right, so far we've got 1.
Because everybody either wanted Adrian Peterson in fantasy drafts or got him. You know what I mean? Like everybody had that guy.
One guy ahead of him so far as far as Miller's addition and his fame. So the next one, you got to go back 7 more years to 2011 for a celebrity addition of this kind of caliber. And I'm going with Donovan McNabb. Now, McNabb is not of the caliber of these players. He is not a Hall of Famer, although I think he's not as far away maybe as we might think. I mean, he's close enough, but he was good. He was not great. You wouldn't have known it watching him play Washington. He made 5 Pro Bowls in a row in his first 6 seasons, and then he had 1 other Pro Bowl in the second half of his career over the final 7 years that he played. Had he have continued to play at that early level, he probably would have been a Hall of Famer. But really, from the moment, I'd say, 2005 or so, when he missed a bunch of time with an injury, he just wasn't at the same level necessarily. You look at there's a lot of 18, 19, 22 touchdown seasons. And I know it's a little bit different in the early 2000s than it is right now. But he was not a dominant player, wasn't a great player. Having said that, it's a quarterback. And he was a several-time Pro Bowler.
4 straight conference championship games.
Yes.
And the 5th one, they went to the Super Bowl. I mean, unbelievable run.
So he's famous. He's a celebrity. Would you put him on this list?
Yes. He goes higher than a couple of the other guys because he's a quarterback. And this town hasn't been starved for middle linebacker. We were so over the moon. One way or the other. Excited, pissed, happy. Yeah.
I remember getting called in to do radio. 100%. I was on the beat at that time, but it might have been me and Pete Medhurst on Easter Sunday one year when the trade broke, and we got called in and did some radio deep into the evening.
It was the biggest deal. So he might be atop that list because he was a quarterback.
So are you putting him top of the list is Peterson? He's got to stay there.
I think I might put McNabb 1 because, again, it was because the import of the position and
so then
how
the list is about to change, though.
Yep. Because my number 1 all time, you haven't gotten to.
Number 1, we're talking about famous, if you're putting him first. Celebrity.
Yep.
Which we could do that, and probably should. That's what I'm listing here. But I think part of it is the Hall of Fame credentials. So maybe we'll have 2 lists. He's number 1 on the famous list. That's reasonable. Where is he on the quality of player list?
Lower.
He's behind Peterson.
Yes.
He's behind Miller.
Yes.
He's behind Wagner.
Keep going.
Probably behind Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's the bottom. All right, then let's go to the next one. 2008 Jason Taylor. People forget how big of a deal this was.
Yes, it was.
This was a trade, if memory serves, in the summer, during camp or around then. But Jason Taylor, who had played with the Miami Dolphins and had been a career elite pass rusher, was also just a media darling, was everywhere, very, very well-known player during his time because he was just the consummate professional and outspoken and gave great quotes and well-spoken. He was awesome. 6 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros. I mean, these are the exact same credentials basically as, we just went through with Von Miller. He was all 2000s team. He was an AP Defensive Player of the Year, Walter Payton Man of the Year. He's already got a gold jacket in the Hall of Fame. He came to Washington in 2008 after what was the first 13 years of his career with the Dolphins.
And this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And here's what people forget. 2 years before he came here in 06, he was the defensive player of the year in the NFL with 13 and a half sacks, 9 sack fumbles. 2 seasons before he came here.
Yeah, 11th all-time in sacks. Very few of them here.
Very few. He ended up with 3.5 in 8 starts and 13 games. And it was just a bad marriage.
Yeah, this weird injury. Happy. And I don't mean to dismiss it, but he had a weird injury that like kept getting worse and wasn't getting better. And it was nagging. And then like I remember it was like a compartment syndrome or something in his calf. And it swelled up like a balloon. And the whole marriage was bad, as you said.
As a celebrity fame ranking, I think you could put him up maybe at second on this list, honestly.
He was high up there.
I think you'd put him ahead of Von Miller.
I do, too.
I think it goes Peterson 1, Jason Taylor 2, Von Miller 3. So we got 2 celebrity additions. Now you have Donovan ahead of him.
Yep.
But, you know, your list is going to be a little different because I'm kind of accounting for quality of player and Hall of Fame caliber. And then in 2002, guys, the same year that were on this list and maybe at the top of it, Bruce Smith, who came in here to break the all-time sacks record.
Yep.
And Deion Sanders from the Dallas Cowboys, who's one of the most iconic football talents in history. From his days at Florida State, in Atlanta, then in Dallas, and then here in Washington as basically a hired gun you brought over from the rivals who was going to be this super helpful punt returner who also played defense, and they promised he would play some offense when they brought him in 2000. For a team, by the way, coming off of being the number 2 offense in the league, winning a playoff game, being on the verge of the NFC Championship game, it spent $100 million, including the move to go get Bruce Smith and the massive 7-year deal for Deion Sanders.
You're going, okay, the one of the best offenses in the sport, if not the best. You just added Deion Sanders and Bruce Smith to the defense. You couldn't measure my hopefulness. You couldn't measure my jubilation in that moment. And then also Mark Carey in there too. But like the level of excitement of this fan base,
Jeff George,
entering the year 2000, you can't measure.
Deion, Bruce Smith, Jason Taylor, Adrian Peterson, Bobby Wagner, Von Miller. I've got 7 Hall of Fame players brought in at the tail end of their career when they already were going for a gold jacket fitting in the 2000s. Are we missing anybody else on the notable celebrity famous player edition front for Washington? We'll open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. This doesn't just mean they paid a guy a lot of money. This isn't just like, oh, remember when they paid Adam Archuleta? That's not what I'm talking
about. It isn't got just an old guy.
This has to be someone that came in here that was famous in the NFL. By the way, the only one of these that actually went well where you got more than you would have expected, I guess DeSean Jackson as well. I would say Adrian Peterson and DeSean Jackson. Now, Bobby Wagner was a huge hit last year, but it's just too early. So I'm leaving him as an incomplete. But Jackson was a win. Peterson was a win. McNabb was certainly not. Taylor was a loss. Bruce Smith, he did a good first year.
He actually was okay. People, I mean, we expected like 20 sacks, but he was fine.
He broke the record here.
Yeah.
So, okay.
He played fine.
Three. And then Deion Sanders, was that a win or a loss?
You might consider that a loss.
Remember the time that he was dancing around before the punt and then the ball hit him in the face mask while he was celebrating?
He used to call it wafting. So he was mid-wafting and then the ball hit him in the face.
It's so embarrassing. Mm. His best play here, the only one I actually remember, was a 50, in my mind, I think it was a 57-yard punt return.
Like his, I think it was it his first punt return he almost took to the house?
Yeah, against the Bucks.
Yeah.
In a game that set up a win for Washington. But yeah, they've done this. It used to be a thing back in the day, pretty constantly. And now the last 2 years, Bobby Wagner comes in at the end of his career. And now Von Miller's your hired pass rushing gun in 2025. What other notable celebrity famous additions for Washington should we reminisce about? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.